And we'd like to welcome back Tina Koumarianis from Rathdrum, the Rathdrum Agony Aunt.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, great. Not a bother. Thanks, Declan. All good.
Good. You've been sorting out people's problems.
I have. Yes, very much so. People are kind enough to write in, so I'm only too happy to suggest. I don't say I sort every problem out, but I make suggestions that right. might be helpful.
And Tina's email address is asktinak@gmail.com.
Correct.
Now, off we go. I'm 16 and three of us school friends have been invited to a friend's house in Portugal for a week next month. My parents won't let me go. They say I'm too young and they don't know the family very well. I think this is absolutely, completely unfair. I don't see why they can't trust me.
And now, come on, 4 16-year-olds cruising the boulevards unsupervised day and night. I don't believe for one second that these people who have been kind enough to invite you intend to follow the four of you round 24/7. I actually think what's happened is that their plan is for you and your two friends to amuse their little darling while they go off and play with their friends. I'm sure your parents do trust you, but peer pressure can be a very daunting thing. I mean, I remember the 60s in Dunleary and people constantly on at me to take drugs. I didn't, but, you know, there's a lot of pressure out there. And, you know, if you have a few drinks and suddenly it all seems like fun. Anyway, annoying, I know, but please do not confuse your parents' caring with being unfair. There will be plenty more summers. Okay. And, you know, I think in this case they know best. They don't know these people very well.
Yeah, you have an echo of my parents there now.
Yeah, well, you know, and me with Susie. Unless you really know what's happening, it better be safe than sorry. Too late after the horse has bolted.
Yeah. Hi, Tina. I suffer from very dry hair and split ends, but I'm much too scared to actually cut my hair. My partner thinks this is ridiculous and says I shouldn't be so vain. I disagree. It takes years for my hair to get to the length I like. Have any suggestions that might help?
Well, you know, normally I get a lot of these questions in on my email, and I've actually written out a thing that I just paste in copy, but there's so many of them, and people ask me, you know, out on the street, because they know I bleach my hair in order to change the colour. So I thought I'd address it today. I know most women's hair is their crowning glory. Expressions like bad hair day have real meaning, but only Samson had to be scared of lopping his locks, as the outcome was more than a little inconvenient for Delilah and all those round him. Now, that ended up being a really bad hair day for everyone concerned. Sounds like you have a nasty case of rat's tails, and that is never attractive. So my suggestion to you is to snip, snip, snip. I know you don't want to, but your hair will actually grow faster and in much better condition if it gets regular trims. But this time it sounds like you actually need a really good haircut and shape to get some sort of presentable look going. Even your boyfriend is noticing, and they usually just say everything is fine to everything you ask about your appearance. Going forward, what I use is a low or no suds shampoo. I know it sounds odd. They really don't sud up. Elviva is the one I use. It's a red and white thing. I've only ever seen it in Tesco. And it gives you absolutely no suds. So it doesn't strip the colour out if you have a colour in your hair. So it leaves all the natural oils in your hair, which is great. And I only actually use that stuff on every fourth wash. The other three, I only use conditioner left in for about 5 minutes and then rinse with cool water to close the hair cuticles. And then when your hair is dry, apply argan oil. You can get it everywhere, which, you know, is great for really dry hair, and it works better on cool, dry hair. It gives it a nice nourish and shine. If you have very dry hair, it's only necessary to shampoo about every third or fourth wash. Just, as I say, use conditioner for a nice smell in between washes, and your hair will actually be in much better condition. Then, when you've done all that, let your boyfriend run his hands through your luscious locks, as opposed to something akin to a haystack a cow has got a little too familiar with, which sounds like you've got going at the moment.
Right. I mean, hair's a... It's, an individual choice of style as well, and some people maybe pick a style that doesn't suit them and things like that. It's a trial and error.
It is. It's very much trial and error. You can go on YouTube and have a look at different styles, and also if you've got a very good hairdresser, you can ask them to suggest a few things. But before you do anything, you've got to get your hair in good condition, because no matter what style you put it into, if it's in lousy condition, it's just going to look like a haystack anyway, you know?
Yeah, and what about these tongs things that burn the head off?
Yeah, you have to use... There's all sorts of products on the market that you can use that are supposed to protect your hair from heat damage. I don't know, I've never used... back in the day, back in the 60s, I used to put my long hair on an ironing board with brown paper and pull it through the iron, and it would come out so flat and straight and shiny. But how I have a hair left on my head. There'll be a lot of women out there laughing their heads off, because you remember doing it as well. I wasn't the only one.
Yeah, and somebody close to here has admitted they did that too.
Oh, really? Yes, okay.
Ask Tina K at gmail.com. Dear Tina, my mother was widowed 2 years ago, and since then has quite frankly fallen apart. I am one of a family of seven, five brothers, a sister and myself. We decided to organise a rota so that we could all take turns to spend every weekend with her. This has turned into a disaster, with the girls picking up all the slack, as my mother insists that the boys should not be bothered, as they're too busy. I'm not married, so I'm called upon even more than my siblings, but also I live some 70 kilometres from home. I need to get on my work and try to have a life of my own. Do you think I'm being unfair?
No, I definitely don't think you're unfair. I think what's needed here is a little self-preservation. I do know the scenario. I did it myself for, many, many years. Your mother is on a spiral dive of self-pity, and like the drowning man, will drag everyone down with her. However, no one is allowed to grieve but her. Does that sound a bit familiar? Be careful how much time you allot to this. I know it sounds cruel, but... it'll never be enough. As long as you're willing to toe the line, you are enabling this neediness, and she will never get to stand on her own two feet again. And don't forget, your siblings will only be delighted that you are picking up the slack. After all, you're single, you're living alone. What else would you be doing? It's great to have something to fill your free time so you're not lonely. I've been there, so I know how it goes. I had two brothers and a sister, and I was the only one that ended up looking after my mother. You don't say how old your mother is, but it is worth pointing out to the rest of the family that it's generally about $4,000 a month plus for her to go into a home if she's old. So they would be kissing their inheritance goodbye very damn quickly, as her house and any cash would be gone in record time. So it's worth their while to pick up some of the slack. Certainly, it's lonely and miserable for her, but she could fill her days and feel so much better about her own situation by helping other people in need. She could help out in charity shops, visiting lonely residents in her local old people's home. That should concentrate her mind. Or helping out in a local animal sanctuary if she's an animal lover. She may find her time would be much better spent helping others in need while making new friends, which would also help herself and, actually, more importantly, you. If she had things to do, she wouldn't be so lonely.
But the first word you used was no.
Yes, no. Listen, back away from the vehicle. The others have to help. Otherwise, you're going to be the one left with her full time.
Yeah, you'd be blackmailed and bribed into it with you should be doing this. You don't want to leave her on her own. But anyway, be careful. Let's see the time. Yeah, we can squeeze another one in, dear. Dear Tina, my boyfriend wears flannel pajamas and an apron when he's cooking. He's a very good cook, but I find it a massive turn off, like a little old man. I mean, how do I tell him?
You could be very blunt and tell them that this was a look you had hoped you wouldn't have to experience with them until very old age, but having seen it, you're not sure you want to hang around that long. Or tell him he has a great pair of buns and the apron you can understand, but from where you're sitting, either boxes or preferably nothing at all would work so much better for you. That was short and sweet.
It certainly was. goodness me. I mean, what's in people's minds?
Why not?
Yeah. Anyway, very good. Sort out a few problems there. How are things otherwise?
Everything good, yes. Everything excellent, thank you. Not a bother. Looking forward to the Tina Healy show next Monday.
Oh, you're going, are you?
Oh, yeah, I go every
year. And May Quaid is going too.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
I'd love to meet her. I listen to her before, you know, when I'm driving up, and I find all her suggestions very, very good.
Yeah, so she's going down, she tells me, and so that could be a meet-up.
Could be, yes. Yeah. We haven't met each other, so yes, indeed.
So watch it. I'd say it'd be packed out. It sounds a great show.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks very much, Tina. If people want to get in contact or to, generally have the conversation.
Yeah, asktinak@gmail.com. Always very happy to get your emails.
Very good. And how's the voice coming along?
It's coming along fine. I had my hospital appointment and they said everything was wonderful. He was able to tell me I didn't drink or smoke just by putting a scope down my nose. So that was good news. Yeah, he said no. He just thinks I cough too much after COVID and I hurt my larynx, but otherwise everything is looking rosy. Down my throat.
Continued recovery.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Thank you very much indeed to Tina Koumarianis.